We're going to be reading our scripture from the 103rd Psalm, starting with verse 2. Psalm of David has said, "Bless the Lord of my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." In the 116th Psalm, the Psalm of David summed up the many things that God had done for him, and then he asked a question, and he answered himself. And this is the question he asked, which I would like to ask you that's playing this record, and you might just take inventory in your heart and ask yourself this question: what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? Now, many are the benefits, the Psalm of David said, that God had gave him. And of course, he didn't give David anything that he wouldn't give you and I. God has rendered many benefits unto us. But what shall we give to him for all the benefits he's gave to us? This is the question that needs an answer. And I'm going to try, by the help of the Lord, to help you answer this question, and pray that you'll not only answer it with your lips, but you'll answer it with your heart. David goes on to say, "I will take the cup of salvation." Or, "Because God has been good to me, because God has blessed me in so many ways, God has healed me, God has kept me strong, God has delivered me from many of my afflictions, I will do this, I'll take the cup of salvation. I'll take the cup in which you give to me to drink in order to be a child of the King. I'll take this cup and call upon the name of the Lord. Or I will bow down before God and call upon him in repentance and ask God to give me the blessed assurance of life in the eternal world." And then he said, "I'll pay my vows unto the Lord." You don't only just take, but you pay. So many times we want to take things from God without paying anything. But the Lord here, says the Psalm of David, demands something of us. "I will pay my vows unto the Lord." Now, what is the vows that we make unto God? If we have ever received the Lord into our heart and are Christians, we have vowed unto him that as we become a child of God, if he would save us, we would go forth in his name and live for him and be what he had asked us to be. So David said, "This I'll do, I'll pay my vows unto the Lord. The things I vowed you, Lord, the things I promised you, Lord, when you forgive me of my sin, the thing that I have told you I would do, I will pay now. I will do it, and I will do it in the presence of all the people. I'll not be ashamed of it." Jesus in his ministry had taught, if we be ashamed of him in this wicked and perverse generation, he would surely be ashamed of us in the kingdom of God when we came there. So in order to have God's Son to stand for us on the day when we're going to need him, we're going to have to stand for him on this day. If we fail to stand for God in the days in which we're now living, in this wicked generation of people, if we fail to stand for God, God's Son will not stand for us. If we're ashamed of him, he will certainly not stand for us when we're going to need him most. So David said, "I'll pay my vows unto the Lord, and I'll pay it in the presence of all the congregation. I'll not be ashamed of him anywhere. Anywhere I go, I'll pay my vows. I'll stand before the Lord. I'll not forget all the benefits that God done for me." I'm sure that multitudes of you that will be listening to this record will have to bow your heads and say, "God has done wonders for me. God has blessed me. God has healed me. God has watched over me." Many a time you've been laying on your bed of affliction, and there you thought the hand of death was going to overtake you, and you sought God for deliverance, and God in his tender compassion and mercy reached down and delivered you, and now you have forgotten what God done for you. You have forgotten. It's time that we turn to God and give all of ourselves over to the Lord, and let the Lord lead us where pastures are green. He said he forgiveth all thy iniquities, healeth all thy diseases. The Lord will not let you go without forgiving you of all of them if you'll repent. He doesn't say, "I'll forgive you of a few and hold a few against you," but he said, "I'll forgive you of all of them. I'll heal you of all all your diseases. I'll redeem your life from destruction. The life of humanity today, living in their own way, in their own will, are going down the roads of destruction. But the Lord has said, I'll redeem you from destruction. I'll get you out of that, and I'll put a crown upon your head. I'll crown you with loving kindness and tender mercies. I'll give you the mercies. The Psalm of David said in the 23rd Psalm, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I'll crown you with this. You'll know within your own mind, you'll know within your own person and your own being that I am with you. I have got goodness and mercy for you, and I am following you all the days of your life. And he didn't only say that, but he said he'll satisfy my mouth. He'll put good things in my mouth. Thank God. Instead of going out and blaspheming the name of the Lord and blaspheming, we'll go out with the praises of God. The psalmist David said he put a new song in my heart, even praise unto the Lord. He'll give us good things to talk about. He'll give us good things to rejoice about. And he said, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles, he'll renew the spirit of God. The apostle Paul had said in his teaching, though the outward man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day. Every day, he said, God puts on the inward man with more strength and renews him, makes him strong in the Lord. He never grows old. The inward man don't. Though the outward man perish, the inward man stays firm, steadfast, unmovable before God. So let's take inventory of our life. Let's ask ourselves today, what is it God has done for us? What benefits have we reaped from the bountiful hand of the Lord? They're more than we'd be able to enumerate. They're more than we could able to count. But they are many. Think of the many. How God has taken mothers and fathers and blessed them and gave them children of health and strength, and how that he has reared them up and God's kept the hand upon them. Let's think of the benefits that God has gave us, and then what should we do in turn for him? Not only take the cup of salvation, not only reach out for God to forgive us of our sins, but do something for the Lord after our sins is washed away, after we know within ourselves that God's created a right spirit in our heart. Then go out into the presence of people and convert sinners to the way. Show them the way of the Lord. Reach out your hand unto them. The psalmist David said, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of the saints. He said, this is precious. We look at it as something dreadful and fearful, but the word of the Lord said, the psalmist David said, it's precious for one of God's saints to die. It's a precious gift. It's a time when we come into the fullness of the Lord. It's a time when the things that's done away with that we know in part, as the apostle Paul said, prophesy in part, know in part, tongues will cease and all of these. But he said that of God when we come into the fullness with him. It's precious for one of the saints of God to leave this footstool and start across to the other side. I pray God would bless you. We want to have a prayer with you as we give an invitational number that you may turn to God and say, Lord, I'm going to pay my vows. I'm going to pay all my vows unto you for all the benefits you've gave me. Father, we stretch forth our hand and believe right now that somebody is going to repent of their sin. Some mother, some father, some boy, some girl, maybe the whole household would kneel and accept the Lord right now. In the name of Jesus, forgive them. Heal their afflictions and set them free for the glory of God. In Jesus' name we ask and pray it. Amen. May the Lord bless you as the trio takes us off with the song. And may you just yield to the Lord and give your life to him right now.